Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones, Gio and Jones across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Joining us right now, Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. That's Mike Fisher. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm busy.
Yes, I know, and with some weird stuff, man. You had a kidnapped dog, a race outside of a strip club, a punch to the nose and knocking a guy to the ground, a potential suspension by the NFL of Ezekiel Elliott for something else. I guess I'll start with Ezekiel Elliott. What do you make of the Adam Schefter report that he may be suspended for that domestic violence issue, that no charges were filed, and what's the latest on the nightclub incident?
Yeah, the story is accelerated way beyond Friday reports and Thursday reports, some of them saying that he's going to be suspended for one or two games for domestic violence. The Cowboys, as of Friday, told me that's just not true. We don't have that information. Another report saying that Zeke's going to be suspended four games for weed. Ezekiel Elliott's people telling me on Friday, that's not true. That's absolutely false. But we've moved way beyond that now because of Zeke's allegedly busy weekend. He's on the social scene here. And for the last year, I've called him the mayor of McKinney Avenue. McKinney Avenue is kind of one of the trendy fun spots here in town. And he was downtown having fun on Friday, and he was downtown having fun on Saturday, and he was downtown having fun on Sunday until we reported here on 105.3 The Fan and broke the story of his involvement in an altercation. And I'm very careful here to not pretend that I was there. And so I'm not reporting necessarily that Ezekiel Elliott threw the punch, although certainly there's many indications of that. But Elliott was absolutely involved in an altercation. Two other women were all part of this. And then the guy who got punched, and if you go to at Fish Sports on Twitter, you'll see the photos of that guy that we've got. I mean, his nose has been moved to the side of his face by somebody. And that guy happens to be a DJ. He wasn't working in this particular night spot at the time, which is called Clutch, but he was working Friday night at another nightclub across the street and was in the DJ booth. And Zeke was hanging around in the DJ booth on Friday night, I'm told. So this social scene in Dallas, it's the same, you know, big group of hundreds of people, some of them celebrities, or at least Dallas-level celebrities. And they move from club to club, and they have their fun. And on Sunday night at about 9:40, something did not come off as very fun to the people involved, and Zeke was involved.
That is a cool social scene. I have partaked a time or two there, and pretty good one. You say involved. So right now there's no evidence that Zeke threw the punch, but he knows the parties that were involved, and that's the extent of it?
You know, if you're a betting man and you can read tea leaves, it's certainly fair for someone, I think, to accuse Ezekiel Elliott of having thrown the punch. I'm simply being careful to make sure we're talking about alleged and sources and all the rest. And I think that's important to not go 100 miles an hour here when the speed limit is 70, which, by the way, Zeke's also in trouble for. Minor compared to some of this other stuff, but as part of his busy weekend on Friday, him and his lawyers were trying to fight a traffic ticket because a few months ago he was ticketed for going 100 down the tollway when the speed limit is 70. But yes, the Cowboys are certainly aware of Zeke's involvement in the altercation. They were made aware at 6:54 yesterday morning, Monday morning. And the issue with the police, of course, is if nobody will tell them that it was Ezekiel Elliott, and the initial police report that we got, they mentioned no one. They mentioned no names. It was as if it all disappeared in a puff of smoke. The police will continue to investigate, but I'm a betting man on this, too. I think the DJ and the bar owners and the ladies and the bartenders, we're all going to hug it out, and somebody's going to exchange a check with somebody else, and everything's going to be fine that way. That doesn't mean, of course, that the league is going to be fine with this. And what we've known for months, and I think what Zeke's known since June, is that he was going to, at some point this summer, have a come-to-Jesus meeting or a come-to-Roger meeting in New York, and he would be able to present his case of innocence against what the league was prepared to tell him is an accumulation of circumstances. That's the phrase that has been handed to me numerous times now. Zeke, we've got an accumulation of circumstances. No, you weren't found guilty for that. No, you weren't guilty of that. No, that one wasn't really illegal. No, that one didn't get us in too much trouble. But you're on the precipice of trouble way too often for our tastes. And so, man, I don't know if that was going to be a one-game suspension, a two-game suspension, or a slap on the wrist as a sort of scared straight gesture by the league, because the NFL doesn't want to suspend Ezekiel Elliott. He is a centerpiece, a top 10 personality in this league now on an NFL team in the Cowboys that's on national TV 13 times this year. They don't want to suspend those kind of players. And so they weren't necessarily going to suspend him as of Friday. But now that accumulation of circumstances just added another circumstance to the accumulation, another burning log on the fire.
Have to move on from Zeke because there's so much other stuff to get to that's interesting as we talk to Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Bugatti Casino is a man that we've talked about plenty this morning. I didn't expect to do so. You've been following this story, covering the story of Lucky Whitehead's dog and Bugatti Casino, who somehow ended up with the dog, and now the dog has been returned safely. Do we know what the hell happened here? How did the dog get away from Lucky Whitehead and the circumstances around it?
Lucky Whitehead, who, of course, is in kind of the fight of his football life, just trying to make the football team this year, and has done a lot of work this offseason, bulking up and getting very serious about trying to protect his roster spot, decided to take a couple days off and head to Florida. So he left his dog, Blitz, with a friend. And the next thing you know, he's told that the dog's been kidnapped and that the kidnapper wants $20,000 to get his dog back safely. So Lucky's trying to involve the police, and of course he's got the Cowboy player programs involved, and somebody try to help me find my dog. Well, as Lucky goes more and more public with his plea, including his conversations with us via 105.3 The Fan, suddenly there's social media posts from, what's his name again?
Bugatti Casino.
Come on, you know him.
who I think is a Fort Worth-based rapper. Mm. And I'm watching his social media posts, and I can't make out one word he's saying except when he says the F word every other third word.
Yep.
Well, you missed our translation of that video. You should have tuned in for that.
I don't speak Bugatti, and I don't speak casino. And so I'm talking with Lucky over the course of the night, and he says, I have no idea who that is. I've never heard of him either. So now I don't feel so bad that I don't know who Bugatti Casino is, because Lucky Whitehead doesn't know who he is either. I'm told that he is a friend of a friend of a former female acquaintance of Lucky Whitehead's. So that's mm-hmm. the connection. I believe Lucky when he says, I don't know this guy. I don't think I believe Bugatti Casino when he says, basically, hey, this dog just fell off the turnip truck, and I bought the dog. I don't know how. He just showed up. I don't know. But at 2:46 a.m. this morning, Lucky texted me, and you can see this when if you go to Twitter at Fish Sports and read all about it and read the story. And he texted me and says, "Sorry, I'm calling you so late, but Blitz is home safely." I don't know that Lucky ever had to write a check here. I think somebody went over to Bugatti Casino's mansion and banged on the gigantic mansion gates and said, can you please give Lucky his dog back? And so Blitz is now home safely.
Well, if he has a mansion, I'm going to start speaking in Bugatti casino terms because, wow, that was embarrassing. Man, it seems, Mike, to me, the only thing missing from this version of the Cowboys is the White House and Super Bowls because you have so many problems, not to mention all the issues Zeke finds himself mired in. You've got this dog story. You have David Irvin. You got Randy Gregory. I think all this collectively means for Cowboy fans a Super Bowl is on the horizon.
Yeah, and some of this, and we've talked about this before, some of this is the result of the Cowboys believing that they can wave a behavioral magic wand and do with players what, frankly, the Steelers, the Seahawks, and the Patriots do. The Seahawks draft and scout and select the exact same – they like the exact same kind of players the Cowboys do. Same system, the same everything. It really very similar. But the Seahawks end up winning 10 games a year, and the Cowboys, over the course of time, end up winning 8 games a year. So that tells us it's not working here. But the other part of this is the spotlight that's on the Cowboys. And the Terrence Williams story from this morning, which we're also on top of here in Dallas, and I'll plug my Twitter account one more time, at Fish Sports. But TMZ puts up a video that purports to show Terrence Williams in an angry, heated foot race against a club goer outside a strip club that they were in after a beef at 5 a.m. And Terrence Williams contacts me and he says, that's not what happened at all. It was 3 a.m. I had just poked my head into the club to say happy birthday to a guy. Me and my buddy went outside and we were waiting for my car. It was his best friend. There was no beef. We did what 26-year-old athletes do, and we said, let's have a foot race. And somebody was there to film it and then fed it to TMZ. And the next thing you know, it's a beef in a strip club. And that's the other part of the Cowboy story that is a little frustrating for me and certainly for Cowboy fans, is the spotlight is so hot. The Klieg light is so hot that even the
– Mike, we got to go, man. I'm sorry. Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.